I'm so glad Natalie's here, and she is from right in the neighborhood in the Mexican War Streets area. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. We know you like to write, I would gather, but what else do you like to do?
Well, I like to sew. I like to cook. I've been pretty interested in architecture lately.
That's why I mentioned to you off the air that the house tour, the Mexican War Streets House and Garden Tour, is a week from tomorrow. Have you gone on those before, or do you like, you've probably seen some of the houses, I'm sure, living there.
Yeah, I've walked around a few of the tours before just because it's right in my neighborhood. I was thinking about trying to volunteer this year.
Oh, excellent. What got you interested in architecture? When I was a kid, I knew nothing about those topics.
I don't know. I think just growing up where I did, there were so many cool buildings to see. Like, just in my neighborhood, it has a pretty historical feel to it. And then having downtown right across the river where there's so many modern buildings, it was a really nice mix. So it was easy to get inspired.
It's good that you're able to take advantage of that. Now, you just managed to submit a poem, and you were honored with a Ralph Munn Award, which is a pretty big deal. Have you entered writing contests before?
Yeah, through my school, Pittsburgh Kappa, they encourage us to submit our writing a lot. So I have submitted to the Scholastic Awards before.
And how did you fare?
I got a silver key.
That's terrific. Very competitive. What do you like to write?
Well, I like writing poetry, and I'm also pretty into screenwriting.
Interesting. I would have no idea how to begin a screenplay. How did you learn to do it, and is there a standard way, or I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Well, I learned it through my school. One of the teachers, Miss McGranigan, specializes in script writing. So generally, they have us, you know, come up with a concept, and then we make a list of characters. You really want to flesh out your characters before you start writing, so you have some guidance. And there's also a lot of emphasis on action, because, you know, especially for on the stage, you can't have people just sitting around. You know, you want to see movement if you're in the audience.
That makes sense. When you're writing just for the eyes and somebody's imagination, that's one thing, but a friend of mine would describe writing radio dramas. You can't write silence or things that are silent because nobody's going to hear what's going on, and that makes sense. So do you get kind of a synopsis of the story first and then turn it into something that is more like a play? Or how do you get from the story to the screenplay?
Well, everyone's process is different, but for me personally, I like to do a really choppy action breakdown where I'll just write down a character's name and what they're doing and just a series of those to show how the story progresses. Once I've done that, I try and think of some natural dialogue to throw in there. And yeah, you know, you just try and combine all those elements.
That's really cool. I know we're going to be talking about your poem too, but the fact that you're doing screenwriting really intrigues me. Are there any movies that you admire for how they've managed to convey the topic?
Yeah, definitely. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I really like that movie. It's such an interesting premise. And in class, we actually went over a few screenplays, and that was one of them. So being able to look at how someone was able to, you know, put into words what happens on screen was really interesting to see.
What a great opportunity. Now, some people listening have no idea what Pittsburgh Kappa is, and I'll start by just noting it is a public school, Pittsburgh Public Schools Creative and Performing Arts, grade 6 through 12. But I'll let you kind of fill in the details, and in particular, some folks think, oh, Kappa, it's like for creative kids, and all they do is, you know, the creative activities that they're so good at all day. But it's actually academically an extremely difficult school, right? You're doing math and science and social studies and civics and all that stuff. What's a day in the life at Kappa like?
Well, for high school, we start out the day with academics. So from 7:40 to, I forget when it ends, but it's a full day of schoolwork, really. I mean, it's not like you go and you just perform all day. You have to spend a lot of time doing what other kids do. So, I mean, I'm in four APs this year. There's a lot of difficult courses offered there.
In 11th grade? Mm-hmm. What are they?
It's AP US History, AP Calc, AP Physics, and AP Lang.
That's incredible. What comes after AP Calculus? I mean, does your high school go any higher than that?
Yeah, I know that we have a few, like, other math courses offered. None of them are mandatory, yeah. I don't think. I know we have computer science.
That's incredible. I ask that. I mean, calculus was what you got if you were good at math and wanted it, you would go into calculus in 12th grade. So it sounds like you pretty much could choose whatever you want to do. Have you thought about life after Kappa?
Yeah, I do want to study. I'm thinking either architecture, civil engineering, or urban planning.
Wow. And this could all go together quite nicely. Mm-hmm. They all go together very well. I'm curious about urban planning. What got you interested in that as a topic?
Well, I've always really loved cities. And I think that being able to actually help develop cities would be just the coolest job ever, really.
Yeah, and you've seen plenty of change on the north side here in your time. And I think it's amazing how small decisions can have major impacts, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on what you do. Well, it's nice to get to know you. Now, let's talk about the poem that you submitted. And you're going to be kind enough to share it with us. Do you write a lot of poetry?
Yeah. We have every year at Kappa for the literary arts students, we do one quarter of poetry. And I write poetry outside of school, too.
And do you have forms that you particularly like? Or I'm just curious about your practice. What are your preferences as you create? And that might be kind of a weird question, but when I think of poetry, I don't know if there's structures that you find challenging or interesting, or if it's free verse, or what moves you?
Well, I definitely do not do rhyming poetry. I feel like that's a big misconception. Not all poems have to rhyme. I really like extended metaphor poems, which is kind of what mine is.
Do you want to share it?
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, this is Natalie Augustine. She is 15 in 11th grade at Pittsburgh Kappa.
Okay. My title is Infestation's Hope. Consumption has been slow but exponential, an acidic prodding. Rooted in my intestine and rising to my lungs, I feel I must have hundreds of the hive minds. This death has given me purpose, fertilizing from within my cell's grand entrance. I'm a nurturer, more so now than ever before. Maybe the parasites will remember their host. Think of mom and my internal warmth, their food that took a life of preparation. I don't mind if they devour my stomach and my heart. All I ask for are my eyes. When my babies roar in the chariot, I'd like to see my angels.
Wow. That I like how you extended the whole idea of sort of keeping this theme of growth. It's like something's inside of you, it's growing, and I can't quite put it into words, but it was fun to imagine that and also to think of its kind of ending with a vision. What a great, how did you feel after Like, did you have to keep redrafting it, or was it pretty much done by when you finished it? I have no idea what your process would be.
It's definitely gone through a couple drafts. I mean, the general theme has stayed the same. I thought the idea of kind of like, I don't know how to explain it, but I guess what would happen to you if you were actually being consumed by something and you were conscious of it. I kind of wondered what that would do to someone's mental state. And I figured, okay, maybe they'd become delusional. So I kind of ran with that idea.
Yeah, and actually, a lot of folks from time to time are consumed by things, right? Mm-hmm. They may not be slithery things, but feelings of guilt or powerlessness or all sorts of other things. What a great way to express that. How was the pandemic for you?
It was all right. I mean, obviously, it wasn't fun. No one would say it was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, school was definitely challenging. Just being online and learning, it's not a good mix for me.
Yeah, well, I'm asking for a couple reasons. You seem to like to be around people. You mentioned the city. And the age you would have been around the time of the pandemic, like around 11 to 14, that's a pretty critical time to suddenly not have as much contact regularly. And I was curious whether it changed your adjustment to high school. You seem like you're doing great, but did it make it more challenging?
Yeah, it definitely did make getting into high school less of a like seamless transition, just because, you know, instead of going from middle school to high school, I was going from virtual middle school to physical high school.
Wow, that would be a huge change. What was your middle school?
It was also Pittsburgh Kappa.
Okay, same building, right?
Yeah.
But still, it's a huge change. What do you think would surprise people about Kappa, in addition to the high levels of academics, other things people might be shocked to hear about?
I don't know. They might be interested by the performances our school does. They do a school musical every year, which it involves a lot of the departments. Theater obviously performs it. Instrumental plays the music for it in the pit that we have in the theater. And Pro Tech does all the lights and sound.
That's one I did not know about. I never thought much about whether you had a tech department, but of course you do. Mm-hmm. That makes total sense. And the school is right downtown, making it a lot of fun. I'm going to shift gears on you for a minute. If I gave you three wishes, and they can be for anything in the world or locally, do you have an idea of what you'd wish to? It could be something you want, but it also could be just for something you would like the world to be, maybe. Ooh. If you wanted to, I mean, it could be for a pony, or it could be for something a little deeper than that, but I'll leave that up to you.
Well, this goes back to urban planning. I would probably wish for good public transit, like all across America. Personally, I really love subways, and we have the T here in Pittsburgh, but it only goes one direction, really, to the south side, so I would probably wish to expand that.
That's a really great observation, because it's frustrating to me that I can use transit in other cities. I'm a native Pittsburgher. I can use transit in other cities much more reliably and confidently than I can in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's getting a little better, but mm-hmm. It's not equitable. And getting from here to there, I don't think intentionally inequitable. It just isn't. If you have the East Busway, you're really lucky. If you have the T heading to to the South Hills, you're fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
What would your others be? And I don't want to put you on the spot.
I think I would also wish for, I'd like to design a fountain. I don't have much of a reason or explanation for that. I just think fountains are really pretty.
And no, that's great. Big?
Probably, yeah.
Very cool. And that would be a fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And one more.
One last wish. I don't know. I think I don't want to say the easy answer and say money. I'm completely blanking.
No, that's okay. Any like changes in the world in general, maybe, or in Pittsburgh, or and nothing may come to mind, which is fine. The one really good answer is just to wish for more wishes.
And
then
you sort of
store them. Why, if nothing comes to mind, that's fine. Your first two were amazing. And I want to wish you a lot of continued success. I hope you'll come back and share more writing with us. The screenplay sounds really neat, too, that you're working on. Is there anything I haven't given you room to say that you wanted to, anybody to acknowledge? I know your dad brought you here today, I think, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But any other things you'd like to add or say?
I definitely would like to give more thanks to my school, Pittsburgh Kappa. The Literary Arts Department is the only reason I can write as I do. I really appreciate my poetry teacher, Mix Carlson. They were super helpful to have me develop my work. Shout out to my dad for bringing me here. My mom's also listening, so
hi, Mom. Well, it's wonderful to have you here, and I really want to thank you, Natalie. I can't wait to read more. Is your poem on the Ralph Munn website yet?
I believe there is a copy of it on the Carnegie Library website.
Great. We've linked I didn't have a chance, but the book – a PDF of the book is up on the website, and you'll be able to go to it and see. We've linked, if you go to Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Ralph Munn Awards, you'll be able to find that there and take a look at it. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Mm-hmm.